This I believe. Admiral Lyon D. McCormick is Supreme Allied Commander of the NATO forces in the Atlantic. He is the son of a rear admiral and himself the father of two naval officers. Admiral McCormick fought in both world wars and was Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Atlantic Fleet before coming to his present post. This is his creed.
I believe that good will prevail and that freedom can survive. The evil character demonstrated by the rulers behind the Iron Curtain has, I admit, shaken my firm acceptance of the innate goodness of all mankind, but 42 years of observing human relationships as a member of the United States Navy and my experience as an international commander strengthened my fundamental convictions. I believe that the individual character of free men practicing such tenets as are inherent in the Christian faith will guarantee my faith. I am optimistic, but recognize fully that the character of which I speak is dynamic. To keep its strength and vitality, to maintain its goals of prevailing good and continuing freedom, particularly under today's heavy burdens, individual character requires continued building. I believe very strongly that character building starts at home, by Christian living, by wise exercise of discipline, and by sympathetic guidance. We parents help our children develop strength of character. As I grow older, I become more and more impressed with the dependence of our future upon the self-discipline we instill in our young people. As the father of three sons, I've done my best to bear this in mind and live up to it. As a naval commander, I regard my young officers and men as foster children and try to continue and supplement the guidance they have received at home. I believe that one of the keys to self-discipline is tolerance. Not tolerance of evil, but tolerance of the other person's point of view, without compromise of principle. The pillars of tolerance are good manners and an understanding attitude. Two qualities we can readily instill in our children. I call good manners the lubrication of human contacts. A friendly smile and a warm hand clasp go far toward preventing or settling difficulties. As for understanding, it has been said that freedom is everybody's job. To me, the essence of freedom lies in cooperation through understanding. I've seen these simple principles applied by individuals. I've never seen them fail to achieve good. The greater the extent of the practice, the greater the survival chances of my basic convictions of prevailing good and continuing freedom. I believe this can, will, and must be done. Not to preserve the beliefs of one man, but to continue the way of life we believe most suitable to the dignity of all mankind.
That was NATO's Supreme Allied Atlantic Commander, Lyon D. McCormick. His belief reflects the tradition of devoted service which his career has exemplified.